Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And today I have one of my favorite red wines. Once again, it's a Zinfandel. Love Zinfandels. And the reason why I tell you why I love them. Because I think this is one of the most versatile wines that I've drinking, whether with food or sit down. Some of them are bold enough that you can sit down and have it casually, but some of them are fruity enough that they blend with the complexities that you can have with a meal. So if you're doing some wine pairing, the good thing that you can do with a Zinfandel is drink it either way. So I really enjoy drinking Zinfandels. And this one I have is a Karen Birmingham 2015 Reserved Zinfandel. So this Karen Birmingham, she had like an angel investor, and she started doing her own wine. So the price point is about $20. So if you're looking for it, you would probably, if you're on in California, where the vineyard is in between, it's in the Lodi Valley, or Lodi, you know, y'all get me all the time, it's Lodi. But between the San Francisco Bay and the Sierra Mountains of Nevada. So you got that really region that comes with a lot of good wine. So it's complex. It gives a lot of great flavors. I didn't get too much notes, so I'm going to tell you what I got from the notes. I told you sometimes I read the notes. Sometimes I don't catch up with it. But the nose of this is a lot deep raspberry. So I was getting something like that. Also, I think it's either cocoa or cinnamon, because I've started trying to catch some wines that had a cinnamon type smell. And so when I taste that, I took out some cinnamon and I start smelling it and going from that. So that cocoa or cinnamon, I didn't check the cocoa, but I did go back and I said, yeah, it has some, the nose of cinnamon as well. But really, really smooth type wine. Nothing spectacular that I can just name off four or five different things with that. But I thought it was a really good wine. But I'm getting too far ahead. So let's go through our process, because I love to go through the process so y'all can see the deal with that. So here's what it looks like. I love the look of that. Look at it. It's really a good color. It's not that balanced, so you know it's not too bad. It's a 2015, so it's 4 years old. They said it's best to have it around late 2015, really high, and really at its peak between 16 and 17, but it's a lasting quality. So what I did, I kept it for a little while, because if it's 2015, I normally buy it like a year or two later. So think about that. So let's get a whiff of this. Yeah, you're getting the fruitiness of it. You do smell fruit. I smell just your regular berries. Like I said, I tasted the raspberries, but you're getting that almost cinnamon type smell. That weird kind of bitter smell with the cinnamon, but pretty good, pretty good. So let's get a taste of this. So I really love this. I love Zinfandels, and this is another Zinfandel that is really good tasting. You got that alcohol heat on the back end, so you're getting that. So you kind of like, be careful, it's one of them that can sneak up on you. So when you're sitting down relaxing and you're pouring it with a friend or whoever, that heat right there fills your mouth. You got those deep raspberries. You got some complexity with the alcohol. It's a little tannin. It's not really acidic, but you have some tannins that kind of sit there to kind of inviting and all in that matter. But another good Zinfandel, I was glad I ran into it and picked this one up. So pretty enjoyable. This is a, and she has another one, another reserve too. It's a Karen Birmingham. Can you see it? Karen Birmingham. And then you're right there, you see that 2015 reserve Zinfandel. But a pretty good wine. A pretty good wine. I like it. I like it, and it's a recommended. So if you're looking for a good Zinfandel, this is one that you should be looking for. So once again, $20 price point. If you go through, like, I think it's Naked Wine or Drink D or DYRC or any of these other ones, you're probably going to get it closer to a $11 to $12 that you can get it for. But you got to get the subscription so you can get a couple of wines like that. But anyway, I'm Michael, your bougie black brother. Check us out on Urban Wine Life. All podcast downloads. Check me out, Urban Wine Life, on Twitter, Bougie Black Brother Network, so you can see it. If you want to see the wine, go to Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube so you can check it out. And then my podcast is pretty much everywhere. I try to keep it up to date. Going into the holiday season, so I may not have a lot of time, but I'll try to get ahead of myself so I can continue to have these wine reviews. Other than that, thank you very much, and we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life. Bye.